Welcome to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG. Red Bear, the other host, the better-looking host, he is out tonight, sick, as the weather is terrible, and it has been for a little while. So he will not be joining us tonight, but I'm here, and we're going to have a really awesome night. For those that don't know, this is the show where we talk about nerd and geek stuff all the time, all night long, every Wednesday from 9 to 10 p.m. on this radio station. It's 90.9 FM KSLU, in case you didn't know. We're also online. If you want to check that out, we have all of our radio shows, all of our little snippets of minicasts, all of our reviews and blog-type posting stuff. It's at exppoints.com. Remember, always double tap that P. We also have a social media website, a social media landing page, as it were, where you can get us on Twitter and Facebook and Google Plus and Steam and all that. That's at exppoints.com/social. Again, exppoints.com/social. We open the hour with First Crush by Saber Pulse and Knife City. We're going to continue on with The Princess Who Saved Herself by Jonathan Colton and Maddion's mini mix off the Annie Mac radio show. And I'll hit you back after that on Southeastern Zone 90.9. On FM KSLU. Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU. Still Experience Points, still MG. You just heard Maddion's mini mix off of the Annie Mac radio show. And before that, The Princess Who Saved Herself by Jonathan Colton. This is normally the section of the show where Bear and I would discuss what we did the previous week. And since he's out, I'm going to continue with that tradition. I'm going to talk about what I did the previous week. So we talked in the last show about Metal Gear Solid 5 being released. And I had played, I can't remember how many hours, but I had played a good bit, like over 20-something hours. And it came out that morning or that day. I have since then logged almost 70 hours in the game, and I've been playing it all week, and it's fantastic. There are some really great instances, some encounters that are kind of really, really memorable. I'll never forget them. And it truly made me feel like I was part of this super cinematic, super immersive environment. If you haven't picked it up or you haven't seen much from other people playing Metal Gear Solid 5, just stay tuned, because I'm going to work on a video, and I'm going to put it up on the site, and it's going to be really, really great. Other than playing Metal Gear Solid 5, I did start diving into something that is going to be part of another part of the Experience Point Network, the EPN. It's something in one of my personal projects called Video Game Rewind, and or VGR for short. So it's effectively this idea of we're going to take things that either are hard to play now or difficult to play now, or just, you know, used to exist, used to be a big thing. We're going to discuss some of that. It's going to be another form of what we were trying to do with Experience Points way back in the day, but Experience Points would just be way too big if we incorporated all of the geek-tastic stuff that we're kind of putting into it, So VGR would sort of be a way for us to talk about, you know, video games as a separate online entity from Experience Points. And one of the big first things that I want to do is discuss something that we don't see it much anymore because the internet and networks are so fast, but something that we used to get back in the 90s and the 2000s, back with PlayStation 1 and PlayStation 2, and that's demo discs. Some things like the interactive game demos from PlayStation, which matured into the PlayStation Underground Jam Pack and CD-based or magazine based CDs. So I've been trying to track down a lot of my friends that have these CDs. I've been trying to find some stuff online and just kind of work up a really awesome set of videos or set of a series of blog posts or something on specific interactive game demo discs and PlayStation Jam Packs and whatever, PlayStation Underground Jam Packs. So it was really, really awesome trying to go through and find all of the all of this old technology, and just reading the nostalgia kind of kicked in, you know, reading about it and seeing. I was thinking, you know, that was my first introduction to games like Siphon Filter, Twisted Metal, Crash Bandicoot, Warhawk, Metal Gear Solid, Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1. There was this awesome jam pack that had both of those games on it, or Tony Hawk and Metal Gear Solid. And it was such a good introduction. And in addition to the game demos, they had these background kind of behind the scenes looks about how they would do some stuff in the game, or maybe before the advent of the internet where you could just look up cheat codes, they'd have cheat codes on the disc. They'd have downloadable special DLC things on the disc before DLC was a thing. And it's so just cool how we've moved on, sure, yeah, but I popped in a disc. One of my buddies had one of the early, I think the Purple Picks or whatever, Pick Purple from PlayStation, And it was so, there's just a flood of nostalgia coming back to me. It was really great, and I hope to share some of that with you on VGR really, really soon. And we'll talk about it on the radio show as we get closer to that. Other than that, I went ahead and I started trying to, you know, watch some movies and get kind of in the movie spirit, because as the summer closes, we are going away from the big summer blockbusters and everything, and only now have I seen. I went to a friend's house and I saw Avengers, which Avengers was really, really good. I wouldn't say it's better than Avengers 1 or even some of the Captain Americas. It was more on par with like Iron Man 3. It wasn't as intense as I expected it to be, or it was certainly intense, but it there was something about it. It was too fast paced. You know, I'm glad they didn't do this thing where they split it up into part 1 and part 2, but it was still, it seemed way too fast for what it needed to do in the short amount of time that it did. I'm glad that it wasn't 4 hours. I'm upset that it wasn't. It was watchable. It was a summer movie. You know, it was a summer movie. But it was good. So I'm starting to watch a little bit more movies like that. We're going to cut 2 more songs, come back, and we're going to talk about our main segment, which is going to be pretty good, I hope. This is Your Favorite Martian with Club Villain, followed by Airbrushed the Rack Mix by Anna Monoguchi. I'm MG, and you're listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. It was a Friday night. Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. Still Experience Points, still MG. That was Anna Monoguchi with the Airbrushed Rack Mix. Before that, Club Villain by Your Favorite Martian. We're going to continue. Last week, we talked a little bit about the history of Metal Gear Solid before Phantom Pain, Ground Zeroes, and Phantom Pain specifically. I think we went through all of that Ground Zero stuff. So check the website if you want to see and hear, hear more about that. We are going to pick up after Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom Pain. Specifically, we're going to talk about Metal Gear 2, all the way up to Metal Gear Solid 4. So here we go. And a lot of this is going to be kind of just stream of thought information. I'll go ahead and I'll interject whenever I feel like there's something there. So between 1984 and 1989, which is more or less when Phantom Pain takes place, Big Boss's army fights in a lot of places. So Diamond Dogs, they're kicking butt, taking names. In 1990, Solid Snake fights in the Gulf War for the U.S. Liquid Snake is captured in Iraq whilst fighting for the SAS, so it's British SAS. So at this point, Solid Snake, Liquid Snake, they're there. We know now that these are Big Boss's sons, but they don't know that their father is Big Boss. But anyway, so moving on. Big Boss, who is in control of Outer Heaven, also takes control of Foxhound. So he comes back and he takes control of Foxhound as a U.S. Military unit. No one knows that he is still in charge of Outer Heaven. Outer Heaven develops the TX-55 Metal Gear, a really powerful bipedal weapon, to help them oppose Major Zero and the Patriots, which is Cypher currently in Metal Gear Solid 5. So Cypher turns into the Patriots at the end of that. And in 1994, Liquid Snake, remember he was captured back in 1990 after 4 years of incaptivity and POWs, he is released. So let's go ahead and jump in 1995. This is Metal Gear, not Metal Gear Solid, the actual Metal Gear. This is for the MSX. The U.S. government learns that Outer Heaven's building their own Metal Gear. To stop them, they send Foxhound. Big Boss, who's in charge of Foxhound and Outer Heaven, but they don't know about Outer Heaven, sends Frank Yeager. He is the highest ranked member of Foxhound. He has the codename Gray Fox. He's on a mission to Outer Heaven, but he fails and is captured by its operatives. So in order to try and save Gray Fox, they send in Solid Snake, who's at this point a rookie in Foxhound. At this point, Solid Snake doesn't even know that Big Boss is his dad or any of this weird stuff going on. So Solid Snake goes in, saves Gray Fox, and continues on Gray Fox's mission to stop Outer Heaven and stop this Metal Gear thing. Big Boss comes out and stops, or tries to stop Solid Snake from completing his mission, and he says, by the way, I'm in charge of Outer Heaven 2, and that I took control of Foxhound so that I can delay the mission so that Outer Heaven could finish building their Metal Gear so we could be in charge of stuff. Solid Snake defeats Big Boss and the Metal Gear subsequently, and the facility self-destruction blows up, but Big Boss survives and saves everyone from Outer Heaven before the facility is destroyed, and they go and hide in the Middle East. So they retreat to the Middle East, but everyone thinks that he's dead. Roy Campbell is put in charge of Foxhound. So he's just, a colonel at this point. Now, in 1997, Big Boss helps Zanzibar claim independence from Russia by force. This is called Zanzibar Land now. In 99, we fast forward to Metal Gear 2 Solid Snake. This is the sequel to Metal Gear. The world's oil is running low, and everyone starts freaking out. They're going to have a huge crisis about this, but Dr. Keo Marv creates a synthetic oil. It's something that's going to save the world, and everything's going to be fine. But he's kidnapped by soldiers from Zanzibar Land because he was going to give it out to everybody. The soldiers from Zanzibar Land are saying, well, you know, let's get this guy, let's keep him to our own, for ourselves, and let's control the entire world with this synthetic oil supply, by controlling that supply. So Zanzibar uses metal gears to watch Dr. Marv and stop him from being rescued or escaping. During all of this, Roy Campbell, still in charge of Foxhound, he sends Solid Snake to Zanzibar Land to rescue Dr. Marv. But during the mission, he discovers that Big Boss survived and is in control of this whole thing. So Solid Snake fails to save Dr. Marv. They find him and he's dead. But in finding him, he discovers the formula to create the synthetic oil from his on his corpse. So he gets the formula for that. He's attacked all of a sudden by a Metal Gear D. It's a Metal Gear piloted by Gray Fox, who isn't dead. He saved him. Now he's coming back. Gray Fox is the enemy all of a sudden. He can't understand it. But Solid Snake defeats Metal Gear anyway. Gray Fox survives, and him and Solid Snake do battle. They fight. And Solid Snake kills Gray Fox. Solid Snake continues to go through his mission, finds Big Boss. They fight too, but Big Boss ends up being killed. And right before he dies, Big Boss says, by the way, Solid Snake, I'm your father. And then he dies. But Big Boss's body is recovered by the Patriots. Remember, they're the bad thing that Zero wanted to start. And despite suffering major injuries, he's just barely alive. And Major Zero, who is in charge of Cypher at the time, and him and Big Boss don't really see eye to eye. They want to use his genes to create enhanced soldiers, genome soldiers, so that they can have better reflexes and better combat skills and all that. Major Zero was sort of sentimental, so he put Big Boss's body, still alive, into like a coma, like a cryogenic coma. So Big Boss is still alive, just barely, in a coma, in an icebox somewhere. Revolver Ocelot, which in the previous games, Shalasaska or whatever, he's really mad, and he plots against Major Zero and the Patriots, which we know from the early versions of, or the early story of Metal Gear Solid 5, this is sort of, like, we already knew that was happening. He didn't really like Zero to begin with, so that's what's going on. In 2000, Roy Campbell leaves Foxhound, and Liquid Snake, who, remember, way back in the day, was part of the SAS, got captured, got released, he joins the Foxhound and becomes its leader soon after. In 2001, Major Zero is getting a little bit old. He's losing faith with humanity and doesn't really trust anybody to take over the Patriots. So what he does is he builds an AI network, or creates the system, to pursue his vision of controlling the Patriots. The system has four AIs and then a fifth AI, its master AI system, and it takes over all the functions of the Patriots. So by 2001, all the Patriots' actions are sort of like AI driven, not really a big deal. The Patriots end up getting Solidus Snake, which is actually I can't remember his name, but he's in the story as somebody else. George Sears, that's his name. George Sears, he get him elected as President of the United States. Solidus Snake orchestrates the entire Shadows Moses incident, which we're going to talk about. That's actually the big story of Metal Gear Solid. And in 2005, or 2003, Dr. Naomi Hunter perfects the Fox Die virus. This is a big critical thing in the Metal Gear lore. It's a virus that is programmed to kill specific people by based off their DNA and their nanomachines. So nanomachines are starting to become a big deal now. It was originally to kill Solid Snake because, and I forgot to mention this, but Gray Fox adopted Naomi Hunter. He ended up killing her her family, and he adopted her as her daughter, as his daughter or whatever. And because Snake killed Gray Fox, Naomi wants to kill Snake. All right, we're going to get to a song. We're going to come back and finish out kind of this story because it's going to get really crazy. This is The Legend of Zelda by Vomitron. Catch you after the break. I'm MG. This is Experience Points on 90.9 FM KSLU. Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU, still Experience Points, still MG. That was The Legend of Zelda by Vomitron. We're continuing with our story of Metal Gear, Metal Gear Solid. This is the lore. We're picking up in 2005 when Metal Gear Solid is occurring. So Foxhound leads an armed uprising on the remote island in Alaska's Fox Archipelago, as Roy Campbell says. It's called Shadow Moses. We know that Solidus Snake, George Sears, the current president, orchestrates this entire thing. So Liquid Snake, in charge of Foxhound, leads this entire unit of genetically advanced soldiers. They're called Genome Soldiers. They have a nuclear-capable Metal Gear. It's called Metal Gear Rex. And they're calling the U.S. government and saying, hey, yo, U.S. government, we're going to launch some nukes if we don't get Big Boss's remains. Remember, Big Boss is on ice somewhere. If we don't get his remains in 24 hours with $1 billion, we're going to launch this nuke. Roy Campbell sends in Solid Snake. Now, Roy isn't he isn't in charge of Foxhound, but he's in the government still. So he sends in Solid Snake, who has been like chilling out for like 4 years, just being a dog musher somewhere in Alaska. And he says, locate the DARPA chief and the arms tech president. They are both held captive at Shadow Moses Island. They're going to let you know if Liquid has the potential, the ability to launch these nukes. He could be bluffing, and if he is, we're not going to give him what he wants. But if he is, like, not bluffing, we're going to give him what he wants. Otherwise, we're just going to bomb the crap out of the island. So Snake goes in, and he finds the arms tech president, and they talk about it, and he says, you know, yeah, there's some crazy stuff going on. There's some stuff you need to know. And then before he can really give too much information, he dies of, like, cardiac arrest. And it's so crazy, like, the way he dies. Anyway, all of a sudden, Revolver Ocelot shows up and is going to – they're going to fight you and Solid Snake, or Solid Snake and Ocelot. They fight in this, like, stupid trip mind area all around the arms tech president. And at the very end, you're about to get shot by Ocelot. And then all of a sudden, a cyborg ninja shows up. I'm not making this up. A cyborg ninja shows up and chops off Ocelot's hand or arm, and he runs away. And then the ninja just flips around a bunch. Anyway, so Arms Tech President is dead. I think it was Kenneth Baker. I think that's right. Anyway, he's dead. You find out that the ninja is Gray Fox. You thought he was dead at the end of Metal Gear 2, but he wasn't. So, yeah, that's crazy. More on that later. During that mission, you rescue Roy Campbell's daughter, who's there to, like, be part of the operation. Her name's Meryl Silverberg, Silverbob, Silver something, blah, blah, blah. Love interest number one. And then Otacon, he is the creator of Metal Gear Rex. He actually has a lot of history associated with him because his Hal Emmerich, Huey Emmerich is his father, and Hal is, I believe, Dr. Strangelove's and Huey's son that they had. It's complicated. Anyway, when you save Otacon, you learn that Liquid has the Metal Gear Rex, and you go deeper in the complex. Your metal, you know, Solid Snake's diving, going through the big Shadow Moses complex, and he finds Metal Gear Rex, and Liquid Snake's in it, and they have a fight, and then Gray Fox comes out of nowhere, helps Solid Snake, damages Metal Gear Rex, and in the process, Gray Fox is stepped on and killed, and that's it. Gray Fox is actually for real dead that time. You fight on top of Metal Gear Rex with Liquid, and then Liquid tries to run away. So you catch up to Liquid. Liquid dies suddenly of cardiac arrest again, and at this point, you find out that Liquid and Solid are both infected with something called the Fox Dye virus that Dr. Hunter worked on, Naomi Hunter or whatever. So, unknown that Gray Fox was still alive, Dr. Hunter had earlier injected Solid Snake with a virus, and he's told that you might only have a couple years to live. So I'm sorry, my bad, you know, our bad, but whatever, you know, a couple years. After the Shadow Moses event happens, a book is published, and that reveals that the president at the time, George Sears, which is Solidus Snake, sort of orchestrated the entire thing. He's forced to step down as president, and he goes into hiding along with Ocelot. At the same time, sort of, Ocelot steals Liquid Snake's body, and he cuts off Liquid Snake's hand and puts it on his arm so that he can have an arm again, which isn't, I guess it's because it's cold. In Alaska, that's okay. That can happen. But anyway, he replaces it with his decapitated one. But that results, and I'm again, this is hard. It results in Liquid Snake's conscience trying to take over Ocelot. So Ocelot will freak out every now and then in the following games because that's actually Liquid Snake trying to take him over, because everybody knows who's ever been through biology class that your brain is actually in your left hand or your right hand, whatever one got cut off. So crazy. Fast forward, that was back in 2005. Two more years go by. Snake and Hal, or Snake and Otacon, team up. They form this group called Philanthropy, and their whole thing is going throughout the world and fighting Metal Gears, taking down Metal Gears. They discover that a tanker is transporting Metal Gear Ray, which is an advanced version of Metal Gear Rex. They get aboard the tanker, and they attempt to destroy it, but Ocelot's already there, who's possessed by Liquid Snake, and he steals the Metal Gear Ray before anything else can be done, and everyone accuses Solid Snake and Philanthropy of taking the Metal Gear Ray, so they have to go into hiding. In 2009, so two more years after that occurs, Raiden, which was trained originally by George Sears, the president, way back in the day, and he was part of actually Les Enfants Terribles, which is the Terrible Children or whatever, from way back in the day when Cypher was training kids to fight in wars. He fought in the Liberian War. He did all this cool stuff. He was the adopted son of Solid Snake, but he doesn't have any memories of that. Like, it's all completely wiped out of his memory. He is being ordered to rescue hostages from what's called the Big Shell. It's this big offshore oil rig, oddly reminiscent of like Outer Heaven or whatever. But he goes in to rescue all of these people that are trapped, and apparently they're trapped and they're being held captive by none other than Solid Snake, called a group called the Sons of Liberty. During that, he meets the real Solid Snake, who's going by something called Plissken, Iroquois Plissken. They find out that Solid Snake that's holding the people at the claims to be a Solid Snake is none other than George Sears, actually Solidus. And while they're there, they find out that it's one big Metal Gear. It's this giant Metal Gear that they're actually on. And it also houses one-fifth of the Patriot AI systems. So they go in. They're trying to plant a virus in the AI system for the Patriots, the thing that Major Zero did a while back. They're trying to plant a virus in there, but Snake is captured. Raiden fights an army of Metal Gear Rays because it's crazy. Ocelot comes back and says that the entire reason for having the Big Shell mission was to carefully try to recreate the Shadow Moses incident, orchestrated by the Patriot AI system. The whole purpose was to create a soldier like Raiden that is as good as Solid Snake, which doesn't really make a lot of sense. So Raiden is all of us, after there's this big torture scene and Raiden's naked and whatever, Raiden's contacted by the Patriot AI, and it says that the real reason that you thought that was the reason, that that's not really the reason. The real reason was they wanted to simulate and control and see how well they can control human behavior. They say, Raiden, go and kill Solidus. Otherwise, we're going to kill your loved ones, your wife. I think they have a kid. We're going to kill them. So go ahead and take out Solidus. Okay, cool. So Raiden says, Solidus, I'm going to take you down. I'm going to kill you. All of a sudden, Solidus is like, by the way, I'm kind of like your father. I'm your foster father, and I trained you. And you remember all that? He reveals all that to him. Raiden has a nostalgia wave. Memory comes back to him. And then they fight, and he kills Solidus Snake. When Ocelot sees Solidus die, he takes the last Metal Gear and runs away. Because Raiden's so upset of being manipulated by the Patriots, he says, I'm going to take the Patriots down. 2014, so 5 years later, Metal Gear Solid 4, Guns of the Patriots. Last game in the chronological series. The canon chronological. Revengeance happens after that. Ocelot is controlled by Solid Snake, or by Liquid Snake's conscience. They're currently referred to as Liquid Ocelot in this game. The world is now run by these military companies called PMCs. They're all nanomachined out, and there's the biggest ones are all led by Liquid Ocelot. They want the UN wants Liquid Ocelot assassinated, so of course they send in Liquid or Solid Snake to take out Liquid. Now, because of Fox Dye and accelerated aging and a bunch of stuff, Solid Snake looks really old now, and he's got like 1 year to live, so he's going to die any year now. You know, within this year. They try to attack Liquid Ocelot, but he fails and discovers that Naomi Hunter is being held captive by Liquid. They try to rescue Naomi Hunter. They do, and that's when they told Fox Dye virus is in the body, is mutating, and it's really, really bad. She explains that Liquid wants Big Boss's frozen body so that he can get the metric data, his bio data, in it, and use that to control the master Patriot AI, that one, that fifth system that controls the other four. That would give him control over every nanomachine in the world, and since everybody's got nanomachines in them, it'd be really, really bad. In addition to that, she says that the fox dye in him, because it's mutating, could soon just go out of control and start killing everybody around Solid Snake. So it's really, really bad. At some point in the game, Solid Snake starts fighting a ton of these mechs. They're not Metal Gears, but they're like Metal Gears. All of a sudden, another cyborg ninja comes in, and it's Raiden. He's awesome. He's gotten a ton of implants. He looks awesome. And anyway, so some time passes. Ocelot gets Big Boss. They get his remains, and he gets control of all the nanomachines, and he shuts down every army in the world except for the ones that he's controlled. He plans on using Metal Gear Rex from Metal Gear Solid 1 to destroy the Patriots. So he goes back to Shadow Moses to acquire it. He goes back to the island. He gets Metal Gear Rex, and he's preparing to launch the nuclear strike on the Patriots' central core, because they now know where it is. Solid Snake and Raiden go in there. They prevent him from launching the strike. They plant the virus that Naomi Hunter gave them into the core of the AI system after this really crazy, long, arduous, like, walk through a microwave, effectively a microwave. The world is left with the bare necessities for modern civilization to survive, and Solid and Liquid fight one big final fight on top of, like, a submarine in which Solid Snake kills Liquid Ocelot. So that's Ocelot's dead, Liquid Snake's dead, everything's dead. Patriots and nanomachines are gone. Everybody in the world is free from manipulation and can do their own thing, do whatever they want. Solid Snake visits Big Boss's grave and decides, with only a year left to live and the fox die and him about to kill everything, he decides that he's just going to end it. He pulls out a gun. He's going to pull the trigger. But before he does, a guy shows up in the graveyard with a guy in a wheelchair, and it's Big Boss. Big Boss is walking around. The guy in the wheelchair is Major Zero. He explains that it was Solid Snake that was frozen and not Big Boss, that they found. And that Solid Snake was the perfect clone, shared his DNA. People assume the frozen one was Big Boss. He explains that the Patriots were created to fulfill the boss's vision of a unified world, but the Big Boss and Major Zero lost their way, pursued different paths to achieve it, and Major Zero allowed the AIs to take control, which eventually led to the world being dependent on the war economy, which is a big deal in Metal Gear Solid 4. So the vision of the boss, the original boss, not the Big Boss, the boss was the woman from Metal Gear Solid 3. She trained the boss and everything. She wanted a unified world. Anyway, he goes ahead and he turns off the life support of Major Zero. Guys dies in his arms, and that's it. There's no more war. That's it. Big Boss says the AI implanted a new strain of fox dye in Solid Snake. He was no longer a biological weapon, but, being in the presence of Solid Snake, Big Boss was dying. So he says Major Zero, Ocelot, they all just want to be free from the way the world was, and that they were just trying to do their own thing. They were trying to follow the boss's dream and do that. But what the boss wanted was to just leave the world alone, just chill out and everybody do their own thing. Nobody controls anybody else. Big Boss, Solid Snake reconcile, and then Big Boss dies in Solid Snake's arms. Snake goes on to live the remainder of his life and just see what happens. So if it takes a year, cool. If he lives longer than a year because now a fox dies out of him, that's cool too. Kind of complicated. Kind of really complicated. There were a bunch of other games that were non-canon games in the Metal Gear series, and we might one day open those up because some of them are kind of cool and some of them are kind of dumb. But, we'll talk about it a little bit later. We're going to cut to a song and then come back and end out the show. This is Night Force by Power Glove. I'm MG. This is Experience Points on Southeastern Zone 90.9 FM KSLU. We're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU, still Experience Points, but we're running out of time. I'm MG, you just listened to Night Force by Power Glove. It was a good show, despite Bear not being here. I went through the rest of the Metal Gear Solid lore, and you know what? When Metal Gear Solid 5 has had some time to be out, I plan on doing a review and everything and posting it to the site, but once it's been out, we might go ahead and revisit some of the history and some of the lore and the plot of Metal Gear Solid 5 and do all of this sort of again in a different way. It is complicated. There is a lot of of crazy stuff that happens in this lore, but this is probably one of the best game series I've ever played. And you know, you got to do it. You got to give it its due. You definitely have to admit that without this game, we would have fewer games like Splinter Cell or games like this. Fewer stealth-based games. It sort of defined and created the genre. So cool stuff. Before I leave, let me tell you about the website. We have one. It's online at exppoints.com. Remember always to double tap that P. We're on social media as well. You can get there at exppoints.com/social. So go ahead and follow us, tweet to us, do whatever. We have video game servers for like Space Engineers, man, and a bunch of other stuff. So join our Steam community and learn about all the cool stuff that we're doing there. We are going to leave with a song. We played it last week, I believe. This is a new single off of Act 3 from the Proto Man. We don't know when Act 3 is coming out yet, but they have the shiny new vinyl that you can buy for like $20 or something, and they gave us a digital single of This City Made Us by the Proto Man. So we're going to end with that. I'm MG. This has been Experience Points. Bear, get better if you're listening at home. Get better, buddy. Check us out next week, every Wednesday from 9 to 10 p.m. As I said before, this is This City Made Us by the Proto Man. You've been listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone 90.9 FM KSLU.